victories, prizes, because it's in your hands what you do this year. A lot of people in 2005, they make a resolution that they're going to stop drinking, they're going to stop smoking, they're going to stop this, they're going to lose weight, they're going to do that. All well and good. Turn me to Job chapter 36. Job 36. Remember, some things are in your hands. Scary. But it shouldn't be. Job chapter 36, verse 11 and 12. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. So I think people who make choices, if they make the right choices for Christ, will do very well. And those who don't will not do well. The matter is in your hand. It's not what the preacher teaches you. It's not what somebody else says to you. It's a question of what you do with what you know you should be doing. If you don't obey, what will your life be like? I am struggling. I am suffering. I'm going this. But you might think, I'm struggling, I am suffering, I'm running God's race, and I'm going through all this hell. When you're in a race, how many ran distances or short distances? Remember when you were a kid long time ago, back in those days when there was a horse and a buggy? Remember? You didn't go back that far? Have you been in school? You had races? You ran a race? Okay. Was the race fun? Was it race pleasurable? Yeah? Okay, what else came with it? Prize? What else? Work? Struggle? Pain? Obstacles? You remember sleazy little Joe was trying to trip you when you're running? Sound like something we know today? When we try to walk with God spiritually? And there's obstacles out there? There's interference? Maybe the track is not the best track. It's full of mud. And you're trying to get through it. Suffering? Yeah. Your legs cramp up. But when the race is finished and the race is won, do you not receive a prize and reward for that? Does not honor come with it? See, when you're standing in heaven, you're going to have a beautiful crown around your head. It's a shame you won't have anything else to go with it. Because there's more things with it. We figure, well, we get into heaven, that's more. If it wasn't more, and Jesus didn't say to go after it, well, he says, lay up to yourselves what? Treasure in heaven. He just say, just a crown and that's it. Mansions. Great is your reward in heaven. In other words, there's a lot of things you can accumulate up there. Why would you look at something around here and say, this is what I'm going to take with me? What are your eyes on? What do you look forward to? What do you see this year? What do you see ahead for yourself? What are you looking for? Is the Lord in the choices, or is he put on the side and says, no, I'll go this way. This is what's more important to me. Is your mark and prize that you're after the Lord and his ways, his blessings? Or is the mark and prize of your choosing opposite? I don't say that to pick at you. I say that for the fact that we have to take a look. We have to look at what is ahead. What is more important to us? You have a high and holy calling, and a race is set before you, which is a continuation from the former years. In other words, from the time you've been saved, God has wanted you to go forward in this race and to run and to do things for him. Turn me to John chapter 16. Because it's going to carry you over the next year and even to the present. and into the presence of God. Every Saturday morning, I sit down and I watch a little program on Fox. It's just, there's a bunch of stock things there, and they talk about cashing in and winning and what are the best things. And I watch these fellows all the time. And what's good for this year, and what you should get invested in, and what you should do. But one thing I always know, they never always pick it. Sometimes they get it right, and sometimes they don't get it right. But one thing I really find out, that no matter how many times right, and whatever we get, it's only temporal. It's only a short time. It's only short little things. But we are so entrenched in our minds that if we do not have something right here, right now, then we're not going to get it. And here we have a race that is set before us, and the prize is there. If you see what the prizes are, you'd run as fast as you could and hard as you could. But like so many of us, we don't see it, we don't think about it, we don't think it's there. Because we have to believe. We have to have faith, believing for the things which we do not see that is before us. But it's there. Because we cannot touch it, we cannot feel it, we cannot see it with our natural eyes, we figure it's not there. But it is there. Now, the Bible says it's there. The Bible also said if you believed on Jesus Christ for salvation, you could get saved. If the Bible said also that, it's the same word, it's from the same God, would it not be there also? It's got to be. But John chapter 16, you can be an overcomer. You can be victorious. You can have something far more greater than you could ever imagine if you go after it. John 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. When you run your race for Christ, you're going to get a rough time. Because they don't play by the same rules. They're dirty fighters. They're cheaters. There's people who come in and say, I'm going to get in by my good works. And they cut out in front of you. Or they come along and say, no, you don't have to do it this way. Remember those races you used to see in the funny shows? They would change the signs and you go off in the wrong direction? Huh? And somebody standing, this is the way you follow the Lord. This is the way, this is the way. After a while, you don't know which way. But you can be sure of one thing. These things are the right way because it's the Word. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Christ has laid out a path for us to follow. Not hard to see. Very, very simple. Look at what that's the end. Look at what you've been called to do. Revelation chapter 21. Don't lose sight of what is there for you. No matter where you go in life, no matter what you do, no matter what career you're on and what direction God has for you, this will never change. You can be the greatest lawyer, you can be the greatest politician, but one thing, you still walk with Christ and you still do the same things. And there's none of us who are without excuse of it, because we're all called to do the same thing. Always keep that in mind. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What shall you get? All things. What will you get? Everything. Will it be something good? Jesus said you get the good things from heaven. Think about it. So look at 2005 in this light. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus this year, next year, and every year. And every year I will look to do better for the Lord and more than I can and walk deeper and more meaningful. And I will not let things hinder me or pull me back or slow me down in the race that is set before me. I want to run on my full heart. I don't want things dragging me. I know things behind me have been there before, but you know what? They're not there for me. There's nothing in my past that's going to come. It's all covered under the blood. Do you not say he'll cast his sins as far as the east is to the west? People don't forget. Who cares? I don't care what people think. I care what God says and what God thinks. It's more important to me. I'm glad God forgets. You don't forget? Well, that's your problem. God forgot. And I don't have to say I can sit before him with a pure heart and full assurance of faith. Why do we say that? Because if things are going to drag you back and hold you back, you can't go forward. You got to go forward. You must press on ahead. No matter how hard it is, no matter what is out there, press on. Because in the end, when you go through it all, you will win and you will see something happen in your life you never saw. You will stand in victories, and the things you receive in Christ Jesus are far more greater than you could ever imagine in this life and in the life to come. If you will do it, you will receive. Choice is yours. It's January 2. You make a choice today and every other day what you will do for Christ and how you live for him. I pray that you will always do what the right thing to do for him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father, we do thank you for your wonderful word, your glorious word. Lord, I pray right now that each and every heart that have heard this and that will hear this message, they will make the right decisions. Lord, guide them and show them the way and the things that they must do to make the right choices, obeying your word and following it, not fearing what anything else that anybody says, but they will go forward in it, walking in the power and might, knowing that your blessings and your promises are there upon us. And Lord, as you surely made that rainbow in the sky, those promises made to mankind, you made those promises in your word, which can never be taken away. If we trust in you and believe you and walk with you, these things shall come to pass, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.